topics. And if you have like any additional questions or maybe some concerns, he can definitely help you out with that. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, Chris. Hey, John, how are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point, John. I hope you're okay with that. I don't want to waste much of your time. John, currently, you know, the method that you're using to capture your clients, are you with someone or is it a lot of word of mouth?
A lot of like Facebook marketing, and I'm already locked in with a few good contractors that keep me pretty busy.
Okay, perfect. And you've been doing this roughly how long, brother?
I've been in metal buildings for 7 years now, but my company is going on its second year.
Okay, so the business is still under a five-year term that you opened the company. Okay, only reason I'm asking, these are Google services, John. Obviously, as you know, thousands of people navigate the Google platform. And here's a question. I just want to be very straightforward with you. Are you in a position now where, you know, if we decide to work with one another, are you able to handle more business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, perfect. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you have four people working for you, or did you say four crews?
I have four crews. Oh. I have about 23 employees.
Okay. All right. That's quite a bit. Okay. And then what city are you out of? I mean, what city are you operating the most?
Well, I mean, really, my company is based out of Jasper County, but we travel all over the U.S.
Okay. So you're willing to...
We're really not... We're not fixed to any certain community or area.
Okay. So you guys are open for travel then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me put that in here as well. Okay. Now, you were saying that you already have social media going. What do you have on social media, brother?
We have a Facebook page and we have a website.
And you have a website, okay. Is that website yours? Is it being run by someone or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So do you own the domain?
I do not own the domain. It's set up through Zen Business.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let me make a note of that. I'm trying to find, what's the name of your website, brother? I want to take a quick look at it here.
Give me one. Yeah, it's always hard for me to find it. I don't ever mess with the website.
No, it's okay. I just, I want to, you know, I mean, because if we decide to work with one another, we'll definitely also promote that website for you and get it on the first page of Google. Because I'll be very frank with you, John. I mean, it's amazing that you have a website. But it serves no purpose if it's not being looked at by clients.
Right. Yeah, it really doesn't do us anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the little hiccup is happening because, I mean, you can have a website, and if it's not generating customers, brother, I mean, it's like having, you know, it's like you didn't have one. You know, so right now it's basically like, you know, to give you a quick example, it's like having a billboard out in the middle of the desert, right? I mean, no one's going to look at that. Right. So what we would do is put that billboard in the middle of the highway, right on that first page of Google. So when you have a second, let me know what's the name of that. I want to see how it looks. Do you have access to that website, John?
That's why I'm trying to find it right now.
Are you paying for it, John, or you're not?
No, I'm not paying for it.
Okay. So that explains why you wouldn't have complete access of the domain. Okay. So here's the thing. Part of the service that we render, we include a website with our service. We wouldn't charge you anything additional for building a website for ANK. And the thing is that you would have access to that website, and if at any point you decide to part ways with our company, which I don't see that happening as long as, you know, we're generating business, but if you ever did, under Google regulations, we are obligated to sell you that domain for a one-time payment of $99, which I think is pretty amazing. You know, because now you would have your own website, www.ankbuildingsolutions.com, and then you will have access to the domain, you know, just as a heads up if we build the website for you.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. I did send you a text message with the sample site, brother, so you can take a look at what we would be able to do. Because, again, if you don't have – see, the thing is that if you don't have access to that website – let's say we wanted to put on there a special that you're running, or we wanted to lift a new picture of you know, an amazing roofing job you did. We won't be able to do that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So if you look at the message that I just sent over to you, it's going to say Greg's Roofing. Again, this is a sample site of what our website looks like. It looks very neat, very professional. Obviously, the title here would say A&K Building Solutions. And then right underneath that where it says other services or our services, I'm sorry, this is where we will list whatever it is that you offer the public, right? So,
okay.
So like here, they do metal roofing, roof repairs, roof replacement, leak repairs. So, again, whatever services you offer, we put those on the website. And if you have any pictures of the work that you do, which I'm pretty sure you probably do, we would also put those on the website, brother. Okay? They are already included. Okay? Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions, John, because what we're offering here is called Google Verified. Okay? So these will be verified leads. Okay, so there's a big difference between third-party vendors like Home Advisor, Angie's List, Yelp, Thumbtack, who sell you leads that are not verified, which is, it's the world of a difference, because the people that would be calling you are people that are actually interested in hiring to do their roof, right? And if by any chance you get a call from someone that's just wasting your time, it's a spam call, someone asking for work, you know, something that doesn't leave for you to have a potential client, then you don't get charged for the lead. Okay. And that's what makes Google and the Google Verified program have a 94% retention rate. I mean, way beyond higher than any other provider out there. Okay. Because of simple fact that you're only going to get verified leads, you know, qualified leads, right, from people that are interested in hiring your service. Now, just a couple of questions to see if you actually qualify for the program, John, and I apologize that I have to ask these questions, but it's part of the service. Have you been convicted of a felony in the last 7 years?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you currently possess a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And I know this is a silly question, but I have to ask. Do you have a valid social security number, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Everybody on our job does.
Okay, I apologize
for
the question.
We're all legal. We pass backgrounds. You know, we're all legal U.S. residents.
Okay.
We all have clean backgrounds. We usually focus on government projects. You know, we don't do too much residential, just here and there. But yeah, we mainly focus on government projects. So all our guys.
Oh, okay. So you're open for commercial work?
Yeah, man. That's what we specialize in.
Oh, I had no idea. I mean, we have those opportunities quite a bit available. I thought you guys were more into the residential. Okay, I had no idea.
No, sir. Like Right now, I'm actually building a 235,000 square foot building for the Port of Lake Charles.
Okay. Okay.
I just built the Department of Transportation building in Lake mm-hmm. Charles. Both of those were government commercial projects. Yeah, that's mainly what we focus on is commercial. Because right now, with all the prices on residential, there's not a lot of money to be made.
You know what? I mean, I'm not able to say that, but you hit the nail right on the head, brother. And I only tell you that because I've done this for so many years that I keep hearing the same comment you just made.
I grew up building metal buildings for a guy doing, you know, residential. And
mm-hmm.
as we kept going, you know, getting into 2020, you know, prices on everything just kept going up, and they haven't stopped going up. So when I started my business, I focused mainly on commercial because most of the time it's the government paying for it, and they got plenty of money.
You're absolutely right. That they're not short of, brother. I'll tell you that much. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then when you say you work in Jasper County, what city exactly do you operate?
Well, our office is located in Brooklyn. It's Jasper County.
Okay. Okay. And Brooklyn. Perfect. Okay. Let me check here something for you. Let me, pull up the pricing here for you so I can see where you're at. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, just so you know, we are out of the same state where Google is at here in California. That's why I'm asking.
How are you?
Companies. Yeah. And this is Brooklyn, Texas. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's Brookland.
Okay. That's where I was at. Thank you for spelling that out, brother. I appreciate that.
If you need the zip code, it's 75931.
Okay. No, I was able to pull it up by you spelling out that the Brooklyn name.
Brooklyn, not Brooklyn.
Yeah, I was spelling the same way as New York, and it was like, okay, that's not it. Okay. So, to put everything here just in a shell and let you know exactly what we do, John. So, we would put A&K Building Solutions on what we call the Google Verified, right? So when you Google anything, the first thing right at the top of the Google page are the Google Verified, businesses. That those are the very, very, very first at the top, right? Why are they at the top? Because they're verified, and those are normally the ones that capture most of the work. Why? Because people normally click on the businesses that pop up first. Okay?
Right.
So A&K Building Solutions will be one of those first options on the first page of Google, right alongside of like Deep East Texas Construction and Roofing, J-Lot, 1912, Leaf Filter, Southbound, and Whole Armor. I'm not sure if you heard of any of these guys before, but they do the same work that you do, brother. Right, same exact work.
Right.
The only difference that's keeping these guys busy is the simple fact that they are first options on Google, and that's what's keeping them occupied. Okay, and that's where we would be putting you. Now, you said you already have a Facebook page. That's awesome. Google actually works directly with Facebook, John. So we would take that Facebook page that you have, and then we would also promote that for you, and we would run ads for you. Okay?
Okay.
And that's included within our service already. You don't pay additional for that, brother. Okay? That's going to be included. The other thing that's included is Apple, right? For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches or uses AI, it's also included, okay, within the service that we do as well, okay? Now, the four crews that you have, are you subbing work, John, or you're not?
Every now and then we sub a little work out. We need a little more manpower.
Okay, so it's not a common thing for you to sub out the work.
I mean, we probably sub a job out once every 2 months. And it's not like we sub out. We don't really sub it out. We just look for people that like lease labor, and we'll hire on a few extra guys.
Okay. Perfect. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let me put that in here. Okay. Perfect. And then you said that your guys' main thing is commercial work, right?
Yes, sir. Commercial, okay. Industrial.
Okay. Perfect. Because that's what we would target for you guys. Because again, I thought you were more into the residential. Obviously, we wouldn't close the doors to residential work. I mean, that would be at your discretion if you want to take it. Right, because now you'll start getting calls from the clients that see you on Google, John. Right, I mean, the phone will start ringing, and obviously we're going to target more commercial work. Again, you come across a residential job, it'd be your discretion if you want to do that or not. Okay, now this, let's get into what matters, right? The money portion of things. So in order for us to get you on that first page, build your website, which I think that it would benefit you if we built the website, brother. I mean, do you take pictures of the work that you do?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect, because we can list that on Google as well, so that's awesome. Do the ads on Facebook, which is already included, and then also get you on Apple, right? That's another platform. Obviously, these platforms are included because they're associated with Google, John, but the real bread and butter is it's Google, 100% on that first page. I mean, that's what's going to keep you quite occupied. So to send over those qualified leads, and I use that word qualified because it matters tremendously. Again, these are people who are qualified, you know, people that are already interested, commercial work, that are looking for, you know, re-roofing or whatever the case is. So what you're looking at per lead, per qualified lead, John, is $35 per qualified lead. Okay? Keep in mind that if it's not a qualified lead, if it's not someone, like I told you, that's actually, you know, interested in, you know, you going out there, giving a quote, or someone that is not interested in the work, then you're not going to get charged for that. Okay? And that's what separates Google, right, from the competition, that you're only working with qualified customers. It's $35 per lead. Google does require that you have a minimum of 13 leads per month, which is actually not a lot. Most of our clients tend to either finish the work with the 13 leads on the month, or if they don't get to all the leads, because sometimes they get overwhelmed with work, they can roll over to the next month. Okay. Google does require for you to have what we call an activation budget. What they say is like, okay, if we're going to send you a qualified customer, we need to make sure that you have the funds to pay those $35 every time we send someone over. Okay. So you have to allocate $455. It's not that you're paying that. It's just an allocation to make sure, hey, you know what? I do have that amount where you guys can take those $35 every time you guys send over a qualified lead, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, in order to get the service going today, the amount to get started is $499. That'll get you started on the Google platform. It'll get the ads on Facebook going, and also, most importantly, it'll get the website going. After you pay the $499 every month after, it's a flat rate that you pay a month. Sean?
Hang on 1 second. Let me put you on hold and take this call real quick.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
Sorry about that.
No worries, man. So to get the ball rolling, like I said today, and assign that first page position along with, you know, some of the competitors. And here's the thing. When you're on that first page of Google, John, the cake's big enough to go around, man. There's so many people that navigate Google to look for the services that you guys are offering commercially. Especially commercially, right now we have quite a bit of opportunity. I had no idea you guys were commercial based. I thought you guys were residential based, which actually makes it pretty quite sweet. So it's $4.99 to get the ball rolling. Every month after, you pay $2.99 as a flat rate. That $2.99 that you're paying as a flat rate would allow A&K Building Solutions to continue to pop up as one of those primary first options on Google. So now A&K Building Solutions, when people that have commercial places, they go on there and they need any type of roof repair or any metal repair, A&K is going to pop up as one of those top primary options on the first page of Google. Okay. Now, that also includes the website. Obviously, you say you take pictures. That's awesome. The reason I was asking that question is we put those pictures on the website as well, brother. Okay? And that's the reason I was asking that question. Now, they would do the background check to make sure that you're clear. Obviously, Google does not want to send someone to someone's house who is not completely, I don't want to say a safe person, but you get my drift, right? I mean, they want to make sure if they're sending someone over to a very professional business, that it's someone that has been cleared on the background end, right? We want to cross our T's and dot our I's as well. We don't want to send someone with a criminal background to a very – I mean, you get where I'm going with that.
I get where you're going.
Once the background check is done and Google says, okay, John is good, everything passed, which normally takes about 3 or 4 weeks for them to run the background check, make sure that you check out. Then you would get a call from the Google Verify department. They're the guys that are going to say, hey, John, you know what? You're good to go. I see that everything went good. And that at that moment, they collect that budget that we were talking about where that you would be paying for the leads there. And that amount that they will collect, it's $455, okay, once you check out. Okay, and again, it's just an allocation budget where they're, again, Google just wants to make sure that when they send over a qualified customer that they have the resources to extract those $35, which makes sense. I mean, they're, you know, they just want to make sure you're going to pay for for the qualified customer, okay?
Right.
Now, outside of Brooklyn, you said that you're willing to travel. Now, how far, John, are you willing to travel for a client? And this is important because on Google, we would list you as a company that's willing to travel, but I need to know how far you're willing to travel, brother.
Well, we do the lower 48.
Okay.
We do all 40 states outside of Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay.
And we've done one project in Hawaii, but it's, you know, we like to focus on the lower 48.
Lower 48. Okay, perfect.
We're in Bismarck, North Dakota. We're like 1,500 miles from the house.
Oh man, you're not joking. You guys definitely travel.
Yes, sir. We travel. That's what we do.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming as long as the work is good, right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, it has to make financial sense as well, obviously.
Right. Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. Perfect. Now, on Google, John, It's going to give a time frame of when you're available and what days you're open to take calls from your customers. What days and what times would you like it to say on Google that you're open for that?
I'm open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay, no weekends, brother?
Every now and then we do Saturday. It just depends on what the people in office are doing.
Okay, all right.
I got two people in office. They usually handle all these phone calls.
The calls, okay, perfect.
Yes,
now, the 409 number, 383, the number that we're on, is that a good number that we can list on Google, John, or do you have a separate office number that you want us to put on there?
I have a separate office number.
Okay, what is that?
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for bringing that up, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's 936.
936.
9157.
Perfect. And then, John, what's your last name, brother?
Caswell. Caswell.
All right. And what's a good email address, brother, where I can send you the confirmations?
It's caswell2000@gmail.com. And then the company email is akbuildings with the S 2111@yahoo.com.
Okay. I think I have sufficient with just your email because it's just for the confirmation, but your email came back incorrect for me. Let me tell you what I have. You said JM Caswell, 2000. Oh, you said 2000. I put 200. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it's 2000.
Yep, there it is. Okay, that was my mistake. Okay, bear with me 1 quick second. And then what address do you have the business registered to? John, we will never list this on Google. It's just in case we send correspondence.
It's 343 County Road, 364, Brooklyn, Texas.
Okay. 364, and that's going to be. What's the zip code?
75931.
Oh, there it is. Okay. 343 County Road, 364, Brooklyn, Texas, 75931. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay. Now, John, tomorrow is Thursday. You'll get a courtesy call, from one of our IT guys. I'm sure you know what the IT department does. These are the guys that do all the back end work that are going to build the website, that'll ask you for the pictures. They'll ask you for, the licenses. You have that available, your insurance. Do you guys have, let me see the insurance that's required. I forgot to ask that question. It says that you guys, it requires general liability. Do you guys have that, John?
Yes, sir. We have general liability and workers' comp.
And workers, okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Sorry for the question, brother. I'm just looking at the requirements. Right, I'm trying to be, you know what. got to make sure that everything's intact here to get you guys on there. Now, I do have to create a security password, John. This is just in case you ever call us, we call you. We need to verify and make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone.
Okay.
There's 3 security questions. You can choose one, John. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
We'll go with mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Craft, C-R-A-F-T.
Craft. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, that's a first for me, brother. Craft. That's pretty awesome. Okay. Alrighty, perfect. Bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay. And then I put you down for 4 crews, and our target market is going to be commercial only. Obviously open to residential, but that's going to be at your discretion, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm sorry that I asked this question again, John. Obviously, My system is prompting me to verify with you, so I apologize if I sound very repetitive. You are open to handle more business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. And then you do have access to the email that you provided, jmcaswell2000@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. You'll get the confirmations coming that way. All right. So to get the ball rolling, John, I didn't even ask you. Tomorrow, what time works best for one of our ITs to give you that courtesy call, brother? That call normally takes about 40, 45 minutes. So when would you have about 40, 45 minutes to spare?
12 o'clock Central Time.
12 p.m. Okay. All right. Bear with me here one second. Okay. Let me just, okay. Perfect. All right. Let me just make sure that I'm looking at their schedule for our IT department, make sure that they have that open. I don't want to say yes to you and then, they do not have that available. You said 12 p.m., right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, I do have that available. Perfect. All right, awesome. All right, let me lock that in here for you. And then, John, the company does allow two separate ways on how you can satisfy the $4.99 monthly due. You can either take care of it with a company card if you have one for AK, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
I could do a company card.
Okay. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, John, the card has to say the exact name on there or our system won't accept it. So does it say AK Building Solutions, or how does the card read, brother?
Yeah, it reads AK.
Okay, so it says one
hang
question.
Hang on one second. I'm getting another call. Let me answer it real quick.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.